Hello, listeners. The party has had another encounter with the feared Foot Dynasty and defeated them. Well, mostly. One ran away to tell the tale, and they captured another for interrogation. Let's see if they adhere to the Geneva Conventions. Let's roll. What's up?
What's going on with
what's
you?
Up? What's up?
I'm just following orders. You know how it works.
I don't think you should say that.
who's giving these orders?
Lord Baraki. The one that you insulted.
Oh, the one that disappeared?
No,
was his henchman.
That's his henchman.
The one that you talked to through the ascending stone from Oni Inn.
Oh.
And you were insulting.
We were rude.
He doesn't like that. He doesn't like when people are rude to him.
I get it.
Okay. Why such an? I mean, I know we burned down an inn. This is Tomlin, by the way, not Ash. He's like, I know we burned down an inn. So
no running.
But why such? Why such fervor to get to us?
It wasn't like you're the main thing we're doing. You just, you know, it was like be on a lookout for
this
giant turtle.
So what is the main thing?
Well, I mean, I'm not like privy to all the plan, but we're looking for like a blue stone.
Nash goes, how about I shoot you in the face?
We're looking for a blue stone. Jesus Christ!
Oh, I know the blue stone.
I have it in my knapsack.
What are you going to do with
it? Can I have it?
No.
They would probably make me a soldier.
We're here to help you.
You're joking.
Yeah.
Sarcasm.
Yeah, I know you can't really tell from the expressions on my... Take everything very literally.
We were all autistic. You guys beat down a bunch of disabled people.
I mean they're disabled.
They were just playing. We like to dress in ninja costumes all the time.
We were LARPing.
That's why none of our attacks were effective.
It's a rubber sword.
You guys probably should have bugged out when one of us turned into a wolf. You know?
So what's he?
We don't have much experience yet fighting these.
So what's he going to? What does he want the blue stone for?
I don't know.
He just wants it.
Look, I just joined. The org is good. They pay well.
There?
You get food.
If he were to get this stone, would he offer a reward?
Oh yeah, he wants it.
Reward,
he wants
like
that.
A big money.
Hey,
what?
No.
Yeah, I think
no.
I mean,
Tomlin's like no. Because obviously he's got nefarious purposes for this stone and it's magical.
So I mean, what do we care?
No, we care.
Why?
I mean, he just likes
Tomlin
blue
cares.
Things. He's a collector of blue gems.
I don't care.
Yeah, I can take you to him.
Well, I guess technically I shouldn't care because I'm a lawful good. I shouldn't be so like, what the fuck ever.
I mean, Nash wouldn't care. But, yeah, how much does he go offer him?
Oh, I mean, he has lots of resources.
That's not answering my question.
I don't know. He has to put out a reward for it.
Last time we heard we're getting a reward, it was sex with a fucking frog.
That's true. How were you guys at?
I mean, that is true. That was our reward.
To be clear, we didn't fuck the frog.
We didn't. We
I thought
shit.
About it. It's like a couple degrees away from turtles.
So you got to be very specific in what our reward's going to be.
Yeah. But it's not like he was going to give us a reward. You know, he gave us orders.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's different.
Well, but yeah, that's true.
I'm really getting an itching.
Is shoot. There a way?
I'm very forthcoming. I don't know.
He has been pretty honest with us. We can't get that mad.
Well, you understand that now because he's divulged that we do have the blue gem. We have to kill.
Oh yeah,
him.
Yeah,
oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
okay.
Just making sure. We're all saying this while he's there.
I mean, we suspected you were at least because you were coming from the direction we were going.
Right.
Sure, but now you know. I don't need you just going back and just being like, no, they definitely have this.
No, but we're not going to kill you.
Evil
so, just kidding.
Look at the flowers.
Nash is like, we're actually not going to kill you. Just tell us
just
what. So this.
Just think of the rabbits.
Think of the rabbits, George. This Lord
in the jungle.
This Lord Baraki. What species is he? I'll use the proper term now.
He's a human.
He's a human.
Yeah.
Okay. Is he like a super ninja or something?
Oh, I mean, yeah, he's pretty cool.
What is
that? What's, I mean, what, that's why we follow him, man. It's awesome.
Yeah, you know, any weaknesses or anything?
Good luck.
All right. Oh, thank you.
I mean, I wouldn't fight him.
That's fair.
Well, I mean, you guys suck.
Yeah, you're not very good.
Yeah, you shouldn't fight him.
You're right. Not.
You can't see his sadness because he's wearing a mask.
So you're thinking the mask.
I can see it. I can see it in his eyes.
So is there anything useful other than what you've already told us that you could tell us?
I mean, there's more of us looking for it.
There always is.
We figured that.
Are there other entities looking for it besides your group? Like other other groups? Enemy groups, maybe? Do you know of?
No. Nope.
And you have no idea why he wants this blue gem?
And you what?
You have no idea why he wants this blue gem?
No, I don't know the reason. I mean, I assume it's...
All right, can I shoot this guy in the face now? Can I shoot him in the face?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, my God.
Boom.
Did you kill him?
Yeah, shoot him right in the face.
Oh, my God. That's harsh.
He's chaotic neutral.
That's true.
I'm going to say Tomlin is not going to like this.
Oh yeah, Tom
would not be like that.
No, Tom would not like that at all.
He's going to take future actions to make sure that
actually,
Krug's not happy with it either. Yeah,
I mean, were you gonna let him go?
Well, because remember, Krug.
I mean, I'm with him. We could not let him.
What we're gonna do? We're gonna tie him up in the jungle. That's even worse, and all kinds of shit's gonna eat him. No,
this was the
most compassionate thing I could have done in this situation.
His aim is garbage. His argument.
Spunk. Yeah, you shoot, you miss him anyway.
I tried to shoot him in the face.
You missed. It actually hit.
Yeah, what the fuck? How's that possible?
How can you be this bad with your weapon?
Anyway, 1200 XP.
Yay!
Just tell me what number right now. I don't feel like doing that.
No.
So there's four of us, so that means that's 400 each. No, sorry, 300 each.
Oh, crap, I erased my number. What are we at?
7792.
Nice.
I have 7892. Maybe that was 400, right?
No, 300.
Oh, I'm sorry. Never mind.
I corrected myself.
All right, so you guys make your way back to the Elven Village.
We take a quick rest.
You're going to take a rest. Point. That's fine.
Okay, we don't worry. Okay.
Yeah. You take a rest, yeah, roll your dice up, it doesn't matter anyway. You fucking
playing idiots.
Actually, I'm gonna eat some good berries.
You don't have to. You're getting a full rest.
You're getting a full rest.
Oh.
Yeah, that's my point. We're done this. The action.
Well, I'm gonna eat them anyway, and I'm gonna.
We got a cutscene coming up. All right.
Oh, cutscene.
Is there like a Metal Gear Solid cutscene where it's over 45?
I have a whole paragraph here.
Skip.
No,
can't skip it the first time.
B.
No, sure. You gotta have an art watch it.
Oh, X. Anyway. X, start. What if I push a bunch of these at the same time? There's gotta be a way for QA to get past the cutscene.
That's true. There's always a way.
They take you to the king, and he says, "Oh, I'm glad you've returned, and I see successfully."
That's right.
So you've given me hope that we may get through this.
Obviously.
Give me the gem, and me and my brother will... We'll study this overnight.
How about we give each other some... Not like that. Stop it. Relax, Grok.
I thought you got enough from the frog people.
We get shit.
Frog people.
Fuck you and fuck your frog people.
You better get us...
don't like them. They're weird.
They are weird.
You know this. You're part of their clan.
No, I'm not.
You're literally talking to your father.
Oh, right, yes.
No, I'm not. Forgot.
I don't know these people.
Who are you?
Who are you?
What happened to him?
I'm your dad.
He's crazy. He's lost his mind.
Dad, they tried to fuck a frog.
Oh my god. You're not allowed to leave anymore. We talked about this.
I'm so afraid of the outside world.
I knew you'd get yourself into trouble. This is why you stay Amish.
So he said, "No, we didn't get anything from the stupid frog people. No.
They offered, but we said.
But you got the gem. That's the important thing.
Yeah, we did get the gem.
Yeah.
You're going to study the gem? You don't know what it does either?
Well, we've gone through this. Right? We have visions, and we think these gems are part why the island is to jump.
Okay, great, great. We're not a not-for-profit organization, so...
I am.
Are you?
Yeah, I need riches.
No, I said...
We're not.
Not a not.
You did get some loot from the...
Not a lot.
We are a PO instead of an NPO.
LLC.
Anyway, we're going to go sleep in the...
We're not giving you the blue stone. Until you give
that was the whole thing. You are doing this to save the island. Island.
I just
want to
be loved, so I just give him the stone.
You suck.
I'm the biggest one. Here's the stone.
Thank you.
Nash looks at you with disgust.
Plus, I gave you the masks that you're wearing.
That's true. And the mask gives me a plus one to my constitution.
Right. Dad, let me see it.
You get special things, which you probably don't even keep track of.
I do have special. I see this. I keep track of them. I got a blue mask, plus one to dexterity, crit on 18, 19, or 20.
Once a day, right?
Once a day. And this guy, he's got cast enhance ability once a day.
Which he never does.
Well, it doesn't do much. Seriously.
Sorry, it's helpful, I'm sure. Anyway, thanks. That's a good sleep. And there's a fire happening at the night. That night, you know.
Oh no, fire!
Well,
fire bad.
And there's one of the elves telling the story of the world tree. So he says, which you guys passed in the very beginning of the adventure, the very, very, very large tree stump.
Yes. Gotcha.
And he said, among your travels on Gala, you may have come across a gigantic stump stretching many tens of feet across.
How many pills do you have to take?
Long ago.
That's an actual call. That's an actual call from somebody I don't know.
Long ago, this was known as the World Tree, and the elves of the island cherished it dearly. During our battle with the Gnome King, he sent his forces en masse at us and managed to drive us from the area, using his evil tools to cut down the World Tree to spite us. But the tree's magic was so deeply embedded in the island that the stump itself has never rotten. It amazed the settlers of this plain so much that the foot monastery was created at the base of the stump so they could commune near and such a relic. Stump.
Sorry.
Yeah, exactly. They were a noble clan of monks and lived peacefully with the surrounding areas for decades until the rise of Baraki, who felt the monks were wasting their talents.
Obami.
With the burning of the monastery, the area around the world tree has once again grown silent.
Were you in a splinter group?
Oh. I don't get that pun.
I don't know what you're talking about. Ninja what?
And then he throws powder in your face so you'll halt.
So he's like, just so yeah, everyone knows, I'm not at all involved with that Gnome King guy. I didn't even know who he was. I just worked.
All right.
I'm just like,
he sounds suspect.
He enslaved the gnomes of the island.
Oh, must have done that after I left.
It was a long time ago.
Everything you're saying is wrong. Easily proven.
Something's going on with him. Because he tried to get out of something he was not in.
The gnomes of the island have since have come from this world. They were not part of. They were all.
Oh, gotcha.
Presumably destroyed.
You don't even know your own history.
No, I killed.
They don't know because they're so of the island, right? It's basically the elves and the turtles have lived here, and then. Everybody else was like, they found it, right? Because it popped into this world. And then, like, the humans were like, oh, look, what the fuck is an island doing there? Right? And then they settled it and more people came.
So, that's what humans do.
Yeah. In the last, like, 50 years, 60 years, it's like, people came and settled it and built towns and stuff.
Fair enough.
So. And they were like, shit, there's a lot of magic items lying around here. Like, that's weird.
So many.
Yeah.
They just started genociding, which is another human trait.
Yeah. They killed the turtles.
This is ours now. But we were here. We moved with the island. I don't care.
Whatever.
Here's some blankets.
Maybe you should have done something about it. Alright, so you guys rest.
Yeah.
And it's next morning, and the king comes out, and he says, my brother and I have examined the gem you found.
My brother.
And through its magic and our connection to the Fey Realm, we've seen that another gem lies to the west.
Oh, god damn it.
Underneath Mutie's Glen, which is where you're from. The Gnome Town.
Right, yeah.
Oh, we're going to all our hometowns.
Back there, they hate me. They really don't like me there.
I don't like going to my hometown. It's awkward.
As this area is where the famous battle against the Gnome King was held, it is unsurprising that this may be the next location of the gem. Of a gem.
Funny.
Please go find it and bring it back.
Do we know how many gems total? Is this it or is there more?
We don't know.
But you know there's a second one.
Yes. You know, this was not enough.
Sus.
So this is going to... What color is this gem? Red?
No.
Is that what you said?
Well, I don't know.
Just the
maybe
gem.
Maybe blue again.
We just know it's...
You just got to look for a gem.
Yeah, I mean, this gem was pretty unique, right?
It was...
You knew it when you saw it.
Yeah. It's like, that's a special gem.
So, Beauty's Glen, huh?
Yeah. And if you remember from, you know, when we told you a few days ago,
we don't.
That, right, the battle was underneath.
He didn't even remember you were his dad.
That's, that's fair. His memory is
I
shit.
Was a wolf for a little while, so.
And you had sex with a frog then? Is that what happened?
Ooh, wolf while sex you were a wolf? With a frog?
I don't remember.
Oh my god. You're no longer my son.
I know.
A log.
Anyway, if you remember
sounds
the...
Sounds like a slur.
It does.
Fucking logs.
Fucking logs.
Hey, you can't say that!
Yeah, only we can say that.
I'm trying to bring Cracker back. I want white people to use Cracker.
Oh, it's a little...
No one ever used that.
I know, it's a shame.
Alright, so you guys are over here.
Okay.
In the Elven Woods.
I love
Beauty's Glen is to the west.
So we gotta go.
We gotta get a boat.
Yeah, we got some boats. We got some Elven boats for you. We got a couple.
I mean, I could probably swim.
They're the best boats.
You could swim. That's true. If you would like to swim, that's up to you.
As a wood elf, yes.
Nah, I'll be in the boat. I have nice clothes on. I'm not gonna.
Yeah, that's fair.
Nice clothes. You're a turtle.
Yeah, fuck you.
Oh my god.
So.
Remember we like raided those bodies and I took the clothes that fit me?
You're right. My mistake.
I have a gator hide.
You're
a strange, lawful good creature.
Yeah,
they were already dead.
You're blood soaked.
I'm a
garment.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I just assume it's nice.
By the way, have I ever told you about a Lord and Savior torn?
You have many times. I don't want your pamphlet.
I'm assuming, Nash, you can direct them to the town.
Yeah. Heck yeah. I don't want
to. And then from there, you'll have to figure out how to, where the gem is.
Okay.
But somewhere.
Maybe it's just right in town. Just like.
It's got to, yeah. It's probably on a table somewhere. Just in the
middle. They're not gonna welcome me back with open arms. They threw me out.
Wait, so,
why did they throw you out?
I killed a bunch of gnomes by accident.
Presumably, you're gonna have to, like, you know the
whoops. It was a whoopsie.
You know the battle took place under Beauty's Glen.
Yeah, so it's under.
So you have to find some way.
Okay.
In the sewers, maybe.
Maybe.
Sewers.
I don't go in those.
You would know they don't have sewers there.
They don't have sewers.
It's the Roman Empire.
They don't have sewers.
It's a fantasy town.
There's no infrastructure.
Yeah.
Like, the Romans didn't even have sewers.
It's gnomes. They built...
I thought they did.
They had aqueducts, not their sewers.
All ducts are aqueducts.
Yeah, I was just about to say...
Not air
that
ducts.
That guy's literally about to say that exact bit.
Not air ducts. Stupid bitches.
All ducts are air ducts, too.
Yeah, that's true. They do both.
They can fly.
Yeah.
Oh, you just got it? Isn't that what you were doing?
Isn't that quackers?
Jesus Christ. All right, so... Yeah, I can take you to Beauty's Glen. I don't know where it is. We just let's get in the boat. I don't know what they're gonna do when they see me, but we'll find out. I guess.
Will it be violent?
No, they're not violent. I mean, they were more mad at me because I was violent.
I am the violent one. You're bringing
were
violence
fine.
Back.
Well, they invented stuff to like help people out, like elevators and shit like that. And I just want to make stuff that blew up. And
so you built the elevators.
I just didn't know it was filled with that family.
So I made this. I made this cannon once where the cannonball was filled with more explosive. And it killed four or five gnomes. They threw me out.
You're not sure how many you killed?
You couldn't tell unless you put them together.
So the limit there is five. All right, so we know how many we're allowed to
I don't think there's... No, I don't think that's it. We'll find
out. Just going by historical reference.
I think they get angry at one, and then it just increases from there.
Oh.
How long have you been gone? How old are you?
He's pretty old. He was like 200 or something.
But he's been gone for like a while.
But he's been gone for like
maybe
50 years.
Yeah, so it's been a while.
Yeah. Murder gnome. I don't remember that.
I thought that long living races.
His name was not Nash.
Yeah, but they're gonna know what you.
They're gonna know.
Yeah. Do you have your name? I have a gnome name for you if you want me to use the one I randomly generated.
Sure, I'll take it. Take it. Randomly generated.
Okay.
What is it?
You'll find out when you get there.
Oh. Well, I would know my name.
Yeah, you would know me.
Your name's Nomi McNome-Nome.
I love it.
Now I think it has to be that.
Nomi McNome face. All right. Let's
go. The McNome-Nomes.
How long is it
welcome their son home.
It's going to take us to get there. By boat.
No. I mean, it's a few miles, so you're gonna get there, you know, probably late afternoon.
Okay. So. Are we gonna have any kind of like conflicts on the way, or is it a pretty clear?
You're gonna have. It's mostly calm. The lake is pretty.
No lake monsters attacking us for no reason.
I mean, there are dangers, but anger. You know, they're more rare.
Got it
for sure. However,
aww.
This time there's a giant lake monster. No.
Come on.
You are, you know, you're on the boat, and you're about 30 minutes into the lake, and you see two Gripply swimming.
Oh no!
They're
catch
up. Are they fucking in the water?
Yeah, they're blowing each other and swimming at the same time.
They're 69 shooting on eggs. The list. Just spinning. Fucking worst.
And they pop up between your boats and they go, "We found you!"
Oh god.
I hit it with an oar.
Oh my god!
You can't just fucking pop up on someone like that, dude.
Fuck that guy.
Oh, he did level up.
Oh, I just fucked that guy.
Oh my god. No, we were here to say we were here to find you. The queen actually kind of felt a little bad for not giving you a reward.
Yeah.
Oh. So she had one of our wise mages create this for you.
What is it?
And they pull out a lantern.
Uh-huh.
In the lantern, it's kind of glowy,
uh-huh.
And you see three Gripply eggs floating in it.
Oh.
And they go, "This is the legendary frog egg lantern."
Oh wow, it's covered in goo.
Yeah, it's kind of gross because it's not like water in there.
No, it's placenta.
I try to scrub it off in the lake. Why is it so?
Like, dear God.
So you get you lift it up, you can see that. The eggs emit a soft bioluminescence glow, providing a bright light for a 20-foot radius and a dim light for another 20 feet.
Does everyone here have night vision?
What was the dim?
Or
dim.
20. Yeah, or dark
the
vision?
The dim was 20 and the bright is how?
20.
Both of your characters?
Oh, 20, 40 foot radius.
No,
total.
40 the bright. Okay, actually, so 20 extra feet.
Night, so he can wear that.
Do you have night vision? Dark vision?
I have something, yes.
Oh, so we don't need this. I throw it.
No, I do. I have
lake.
A stone of dark vision.
Oh, so you can see. And, okay. So we all.
You're a human. Or you're an elf.
Yeah, I have dark vision. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do that?
Yeah.
Yep.
We're just going to sell it.
I don't need this. I throw it. I look them in the eyes and I throw it.
Oh, dear God.
Lake.
We
could
have sold that.
They go, "Okay, well, I guess you don't want to know what the eggs do."
Oh, what do the eggs do?
I get it out of the water. I'm like, don't mind him.
So you can tell that the eggs, if you eat them while you're alive, give you 8d8 plus 8 hit points.
Oh, holy shit.
Jesus,
and you're
Christ.
Cured of all diseases, poisons, and exhaustion.
But then wouldn't they turn into a little frog? If we let them
you eat it while you're dead, within a minute, if someone like shoves it down your throat, acts as a revivify spell.
How are we going to get it down his throat? Zip. I got an idea.
It's the way you get anything down his throat.
He's aggraping me.
But you could tell that the magic is weird, and that
course it is.
Something might happen if you eat the eggs.
Does the egg regenerate, or do we get three of these?
Nope, this is it. And each time you eat an egg, the light's gonna get less.
Well, we don't need the light. So.
Well, then I guess it's not a big deal. Then.
It's not.
I don't know. I don't know if eating Tomlin is. I don't know if eating these eggs is a good idea.
Well, why don't we keep the eggs?
Well, I mean, it's a good last resort.
They're living creatures, though. I mean, you can't just eat
the beautiful queen has bestowed this upon you.
Yeah, the beautiful queen.
But
it hasn't actually broken out of the egg yet, so it's not
true.
Actually alive.
Are we having an abortion conversation?
We sure are. We sure are.
Oh, they're dead. I mean, they're not dead, dead, but
they're
never going to
grow
up. Up until it breaches the egg.
So we fair game. They really fucked the magic into them.
Oh, okay.
Why couldn't we just say they weren't fertilized? Why do we have to fuck magic into it?
That's how we do things. All our eggs are fertilized.
So we can use these for stem cell research.
So you overfucked the egg, thus killing it, and then that imbued it with
it. Wasn't killed, though. It's like a magic in it. Magic's different than kill.
Are they fertilized?
Yes. All our eggs are fertilized.
Please stop saying that.
As soon as they come out.
There's a guy right there.
It just starts coming all over the eggs.
It's so hot when her eggs come out.
I don't want to eat some.
Oh my god. It's so gross. I don't want to eat something that's been drenched in dripply cum.
I mean, that's pretty good. Pretty drilling going on.
We could try rinsing it in the lake.
Oh, no. Well, it's in the goop in the lantern.
Yeah, it's like floating.
You know what that goop is?
It's probably semen.
it's usually semen.
It's always semen. Yeah, it's always semen.
There's some saliva in there.
Oh, God.
I like to spit on it first. Enjoy!
I'm not eating those things.
Thank you!
I mean, you might not have a choice if you go down.
Who's putting some shit
down your throat?
I
do not want to be revived this way.
Just let me die!
We're all looking around at each other. Who wants this thing?
Cleric, put on your sheet.
Actually, it's a slightly better revivify spell because you get half your hit points back.
Oh, okay. So it's... what are we calling this thing?
I wrote it down.
So it's the it's the lanterns, the frog egg lantern, and then they're just magical frog eggs.
Magical frog eggs. Yeah. Or frog egg lantern.
We have three of them.
I guess I'll hold on to it.
We have one lantern, three eggs.
Yeah, every time we eat an egg, it goes down five feet.
It doesn't even matter because we have a dark fish.
You guys might not know.
We don't all
have. Metagaming wise, if you're going into caves and stuff, there's certain things that might be.
Dark vision.
Might be sensitive to light.
Okay. Oh, yeah, so it might be a good, like, deterrent.
Yes. Mm. Or it might, you know, alert them that you're coming.
Right, so. Either way.
Are they coming?
They're bringing comics into my cave.
I don't want to fight you. Jesus
Christ.
I know where those eggs came from.
Just take what you need and leave.
You guys are gross.
Fucking daywalk.
I need to take a fiver. I got a downtown push down.
Ew.
Oh, I'm sorry. Like, you don't?
Cause they got no time, man. Running like the wind streams. Stomach is a battleground. Moonshine, slight beams. Gotta find a place quick. Nature's calling, relentless. Slick, every second counts now.
Bitch.
Oh my god. We just started on the bitch.
And we're back.
Alright. So, you guys make your way to Mutie's Glen. And you...
I hope Glenn's here. He's just on the dock giving out pamphlets.
As you reach the island, you can already kind of feel something is off.
Like, it's the gem.
You don't know what it is yet, but you know something's not right. Like, just got a weird vibe.
Do you think it's the jizz lantern?
It's not passing the vibe. It's not passing the vibe check, bros.
So you know where the town is.
Yeah.
Even though it's been a while since you've
been there.
It's been a while.
There it is. Yep, had to happen.
So you get there, and you can tell it has much grown, right, from when you were there first, because you were there basically at least near the very beginning of its founding.
This has grown a lot since I was here at the beginning of its founding.
Industry, and before it was a lot of...
Thanks.
It was just like sort of random gnome houses and buildings, and now it has sort of morphed into a more formal town.
Before it was just a bunch of houses.
Yeah, because louder, please.
But it's a much more formal town.
Because of its natural growth, it has no grid pattern, and it's annoying to get around.
Actually, it's in a spoke pattern. So
that's even more annoying.
You can tell
enemies can't find stuff.
I mean, they know exactly where the most important building is.
Oh, yeah, it's right in the middle.
Look at all that Section 8 housing over there.
They're not very smart with gnomes.
They're not worried about people attacking them. I mean, they might make
so
sure.
Hopefully I don't see anyone I know, but they're looking at me funny.
Yeah. Is that Nash?
As you're walking down the street, they're like...
There he is, that son of a bitch!
Not everybody, right? Because there's obviously younger gnomes there that have been born since you've left.
They still have pictures of you, though.
But it's like...
this asshole.
There's definitely plenty of them that, like, are giving you,
fuck
like...
this
the
guy.
Side eye.
Or, right. Like, weird, like...
Yeah, like, I know you from somewhere. Let's just keep moving. Oh, quick little sidebar, the voice you do for Nash.
Yeah.
It's funny. There's like a show on
PBS gay.
Kids called Pinkalicious.
And they did a
little,
study.
There's a little, yeah, there's a little garden gnome, and it's the same voice.
What the fuck?
I swear to God.
They stole it.
It's the exact same
you
voice.
Mean generic, you know what I'm talking Western?
About? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I know Pinkalicious.
They stole generic Western from there.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I was watching, and there's like a gnome talking. I'm like, holy
he's
shit.
He's surly.
He's, yeah, he sounds exactly like the voice he used.
Oh, shit.
He's also murdered people.
Yeah, he's all
nice.
He's a horrible
This is a children's show, huh?
It was a pink... Pink ass turd.
A pink ass turd?
In the show, the girl changes everything to have the word
it's
pink
like
in
pink,
it.
Pink, yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
I don't want to know about it anymore. Alright, so we're walking through town. I guess we're going to try and find... Are we trying to find an inn, or are we trying to just go right straight for the center of town?
Well, what do you guys want? You know that Muti is kind of the go-to person, right?
Muti knows
me. And... You presume, since it's now a more formal town where his house was and is now much bigger, and it's the center, he's probably even more so the main.
Maybe you guys should go talk to Muti without
him. And, but you see some shops, you see, yeah, I mean, you see, it's like a town, hold on,
let's go shop that.
So.
It's like Fifth Avenue.
You see a couple inns, nothing too big.
But we basically know where we have to go.
Yeah, they're right in the middle. So, but I mean,
I say we just
go.
Do see this hanging up.
God,
as you pass.
Yes, nice.
Well, actually, Nash doesn't know about Red Horse. So.
That's true.
He can't be against it yet.
Yeah, I don't have money.
Why would you be against it?
Because he didn't want to buy this.
Oh, you never. You didn't.
Tomlin might have heard from them because he came from the mainland where they were.
That's fair. In our other campaign, my character Inferno.
Louder.
My character Inferno hated the fucking Red Hornet.
Oh, gotcha.
Like,
gotcha.
Because it was like Bennigan's.
Oh, so you get the sweet little like toy bins.
But they would give you a horn, but in order to get a cup that sat like on a table, you have to be a member of their club.
Yeah.
So
it is like Bennigan's.
It's the fucking worst. Yeah, it's just like Bennigan's.
Fucking Bennigan's. I hadn't thought about that place at all.
This podcast is supported by Bennigan's.
Are they still in business?
I don't think so. That's why they support
it. Maybe we could open up a Bennigan's.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. We'll call it Bennigan's.
Bennigan's.
It's funny. My brain was like, I wish I could make this into a funny pun, and you just went for like the not funny.
That was the funniest
pun.
Bennigan's.
Bennigan's. Bennigan's. Bennigan's.
It's a Bennigan's.
I love that.
See? It worked. No, I'm just saying, you went for the low-hanging fruit. It worked, yes.
Why didn't they just go with Bennigan's too?
Bennigan's.
Everyone in there feels like they're having a stroke.
Welcome to Bennigan's.
Oh, you're back. Welcome back to Bennigan's again.
Oh, my God. Were you familiar with Bennigan's? It's like Bennigan's, but it's Bennigan's.
I don't want to go to bed again and again.
We just had again on every single
frame. We've lost so much money in this. We don't know why.
It was worth it, though. Isn't this hilarious?
Our son is 90.
If I ever hit a lottery for $300 million, those are the sort of stores I'm opening.
Fuck what?
Those are the sort of stores I'm opening. If I win like $300 million in a lottery,
Ben again, again.
I'm opening up, yeah, Ben again, again, and stuff, and people. If it succeeds or not, doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Was that the Louis C.K. thing where he was just like, if I ever won the lottery, I would do like crazy shit. Like I would just like get rid of all pants.
Yeah, I'd buy all
like,
the pants.
Start over.
All right. So we're, I mean, if is
so
there
what do you guys want to do? Do you want to?
Is there any magic shops or anything like that we could buy like good gear?
I mean, there's definitely shops. There's
so, yeah,
a lot of it is around where Muti's like that's sort of like the hot like
the center
main,
of town.
Yeah, that's like the main.
But I mean, that's actually smart because if they've grown in industry, they probably have some good shit here.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
So you can, you know, actually so as you're looking through, you know, you're kind of in the center of town,
mm-hmm.
and you're looking at the window shops. You see places that sell nice clothing. You see places that sell. You see a potion shop. It's called. Your mom's. It's called Gulp's Potion Shop.
Gulp's.
You see, Muti's shop is sort of pretty large, and you actually see some, like, firearm things hanging.
The fuck?
and
you're like,
because I was the one that invented them.
Oh,
so like so someone took fucking your... stole my shit. So I'm kind of pissed.
Oh, he's gonna go in and wreck the shop, isn't he? Ruin everything.
He is. He's gonna go start flipping tables. What the fuck is this shit?
Do you run in?
Yeah, I do.
You see Muties there, obviously. And he goes, the fuck did I name you? Orlin?
It's Nash.
It's Orlin Hebblewobble.
Yes. It's Nash Fire Fury. I changed it.
That does sound like something somebody would change their name to.
Hebblehobble, sorry.
Hebble?
Yeah, H-B-B-L-E, H-O-B-B-L-E.
You like how we generated that?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
H-B-B-L-E, H-B-B-L-E.
H-O-B-B-L-E. No names are the worst. They're just the worst.
They're just stupid.
Yeah. I mean, they're never cool.
When you kick me out, I change my name to Nash Fire Fury.
All right, but we still had a deal that you would just leave.
Yeah, I did leave for 50 years, and then you stole my shit, which I was making, and that's the reason you kicked me out.
Well, first off, we didn't kick you out because you were making them. We kicked them out because you were making them poorly. And several people died. How dare you?
God.
There's always trial and error when you're coming up with perfection.
You know, not in people's lives.
Yeah, there's error, and then there's fatal errors. There's always
trial. Right. Well, how am I supposed
to
do
that? Anyway, you weren't making stuff like this. My sons are excellent. Excellent at making firearms.
They obviously stole my designs. Because, I got a firearm right here.
Yeah, and these are way better than whatever you have on your hand.
Hey,
all right.
Hey, bubble.
We
bubble,
made the
down.
Best. Muties Glen is known.
Mm-mm, mm-mm. He's getting mad.
Surprised you haven't heard of it.
I mean, I wouldn't be too worried. He's not going to be able to hit you if he takes a shot.
He would if he had
one of these.
Yeah, if he had this barrel precision to his gun.
So wait a second. I'm mad. But
anyway, what are you doing here?
I have to come back. Relax.
Oh, wait, hold on. Time out. The name change thing. This is just a relevant story. I knew this guy named Trey, and I always just assumed his name was Trey.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were all hanging out, and his sister came. And
his name was Platter.
No, she was calling him Chris or something. We're like, who the fuck is Chris? And she's like, my brother. We're like, your brother's Trey. And she goes, oh, I'm not gonna call him that. Apparently, when he was 18, he went and legally changed his name to Atreyu.
That is awesome.
With his buddy, who legally changed his name to Goku.
Nice.
So he had to go through life with his name Atreyu, and he went by Trey and mask it because he was embarrassed.
Like from the never ending story.
Yep.
I thought I would go by Atreyu.
I mean, it's a cool name, but
it's got that awesome metal band.
Yeah, but it's just hysterical that he did that. Nobody knew, and everybody's like, "That's hilarious."
That is kind of funny.
Goku's less.
I mean, that's not less that's fun. Bad. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good.
Well, I mean, what are you gonna go by? Ku?
Hey, Goku.
Gok. Go by Gok.
Call me Gok. I don't want to.
I'd rather not. I'd rather not call you at all.
Never call anyone.
Call me G.
So Nash is upset, but he's also curious as to whether or not his firearms are better. Yes. He is bi-curious. He wants to buy one of
these. I am quite bi-curious.
I'm very bi-curious about some of these.
Please get out of my shop.
He goes,
you're not banned for another reason.
So, Muti, has it been long enough that we can put all that stuff behind us?
No, you murdered people.
Murder is a strong word.
That's fair. That's fair. I don't want to be.
It was an accident.
It was manslaughter.
It was manslaughter.
You manslaughtered me.
Gnome slaughter.
It was more gnome slaughter than it was murder. If anything, I've served my time.
Gnome slaughter is my new death note.
Have you served any time?
Shut up.
It sounds like you left.
I was bad.
To be fair, there's not usually jails in these places. No. It's like, get the fuck out and never come back. And you've ruined my life now. I have nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta start over.
I was banished. I had nothing. I built myself up.
Started from the bottom now. Yeah.
Muti goes, I don't know. You're not going to be welcome in the town.
That's fair. That's fair.
But with that said, I do have a problem. Maybe if you help me with, you won't be, immediately escorted off the island.
Well, I hope that doesn't happen because we also have an issue. We've noticed that there's a strange aura around this island.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yora. Yeah.
I can see. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not as attuned to
well,
it. As
so someone. I'll tell you. Not that I won't be like old friends. So, but Orlin, I see you are with other with others.
It's Nash.
Nash. I'm Muti.
Hello, Muti.
Wingnut Muti. And you are.
I am Croc Cowabunga.
One of the turtles from the island, I assume.
Yes, indeed. Okay.
Excellent. Your people are nice. They're nice people.
I appreciate you saying that.
Your people are nice.
They're not known for their
not friendly.
Their intelligence or industriousness.
But you want to be politically correct.
Yes. And you,
I'm Tomlin.
Hi, Tomlin.
I'm from the main land.
Okay, yes.
But,
I mean, technically I am as well. I've been here for a long time.
I actually found,
caramel creamer.
And I take black.
I'll take caramel creamer.
Look at my dick.
You like it black for real?
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah, I think that's gross, too.
Gross.
I'll
leave you a little room for your creamer.
I've been trying to...
More?
So that's the guy giving me flavored coffee.
Mm.
Thank you.
I've been trying to help Nash on his journey of redemption.
Oh, that must be not going well.
No,
It's
not going well at all. Anyway, that's
maybe you could take him on a journey of not as bad.
That's all I can hope for. Just want to let you look. Thank you.
And you
take that.
You.
I'm Harold.
Oh, Harold, the prince from the king.
That's right.
Prince from the king.
Yeah,
prince of the king works.
From the kings.
Kings, yeah, the kings.
Yes.
If you want more, there's still more. So.
Well, welcome. Obviously, you guys are always welcome.
Obviously, we're elves.
Yes.
We
have a.
We're number one.
We don't have too much dealings with you since you're not much for the tinkering of the gnomes. But,
we don't like gnomes.
What?
Well, that, you
well you're honest.
Out, right?
Yeah, this is an honest guy here.
I mean, I know how our peoples usually
he's,
react.
He's not very that. Good politically.
That's why they don't let him out.
He's
that's
a prince.
That's why they had the other guy
yeah,
go get you guys.
It's fair.
Town, yeah.
It's fair. I mean, we understand.
They, Harold is not the one favored of the princes.
You're all so short!
It's our nature.
It's who we are!
See, you still hate me more than this guy?
Kind of neck and neck.
Yes, I mean, you murdered her. You manslaughtered.
Gnome slaughter. It was an accident. When are you going to let it go?
You shot a cannonball into somebody's home.
I mean, I know one of them was your son, but whatever.
You anyway, literally what? Packed a cannon of explosives and shot into somebody's home.
I didn't know
before.
I was going to do that.
I knew you were going to do that, but I didn't know you were going to do
stay
that.
Here.
Stay right there.
You were testing the aim on a person.
Anyway,
why do you want us in this house?
Before I get to what I need from you, what are you here for? What brought you back?
Well, we were sent by his
dad. Pappy.
His pappy.
His dad's.
His dad. Oh, dad's.
He doesn't know which one is dad's. His dad.
Right.
It's very progressive.
By his gay dads.
They're not gay.
Oh, sorry.
They're looking for their wives. Every night in the bedroom.
They're companions and roommates.
I hear them grunting. They must be working real
kind of
hard.
Because they take, they have sex with the elf women.
With each other.
But they don't know, they don't say who impregnated them. So none of their kids
right,
know.
Right, so I don't know which one's my dad.
Yeah, you don't know which one's
your one dad. Of them, supposedly.
Yeah.
Okay, so his gay dads.
That was just weird over there. Yeah, we don't
it's fine.
Ask too many questions.
Sent us on maybe by I don't know, but sent us on a mission to investigate the strangeness in this area.
Mm-hmm.
Strange.
And now we know gnomes are here, so everything checks
we
out.
I
knew there were gnomes down there.
Pretty aware of that.
What do you need though? What do you?
That's
what do you mean? What do we
so
need?
So racist.
We need to find out what's going on.
Well, we thought for a while that the people were just making mistakes with their tinkering.
Do you throw them out?
No one died from it. Some though, recently some have been injured. But
well, I guess there's a line somewhere, huh?
The difference is it's been reoccurring, and essentially the magic here, there's been surges in the magic that have thrown off spells and potions and everything else.
So like casting, if I were to cast a spell right now, it could
go wild, yes.
And what even potions.
Well, the creation of potions.
But existing potions aren't affected.
Crispy.
We haven't noticed yet, no. Okay. So, I've sent gnomes to investigate, and, nothing definitive has come back yet.
Did the gnomes come back, though?
Well, some of them went underground, and some have come back, some have not. Is the nature of the Underdark.
So you think that they turned?
Turned?
Like, when you say some of them went under, like, are they Svirf Neblin?
No. What? No.
I don't know.
No, from the town. They sent them down.
I'm just saying, you said they stayed under. I don't know. Did they go, are they fucking Svirf Neblin now?
I assume some dangers from the Underdark got them.
Oh. All right, fair.
Yeah.
That happens.
Yeah, that happens.
It does, yeah.
But, so that's why.
Have you reached out to the Svirf Neblin? They know a lot.
Smurf, no.
Nobody talks to them.
We don't need to talk to them.
Yeah.
What are they going to do?
Goddamn racist.
Eat some rocks.
Eat rocks!
Eat it. Obviously, my eyes...
You're very progressive for a gnome.
I know, I am. Obviously, my eyes have been open a lot more since I left.
Left is a way to put it, sure.
Since I left. Shut up.
After the fox! There's a fox back there.
Yeah, we get a fox back there all the time.
Okay, you Labrador Retriever.
Sorry, I don't see a lot of foxes.
It shows up on the front porch in like the middle of the night. It's like...
They make weird noises.
Oh, yeah, they do.
That's what the fox says.
And actually, the one time I like heard it, I didn't know what it was, so I like looked out the window of the door, and it saw me, and it's like...
That's what they want you to do.
Like, okay.
They want you to come investigate. Yeah.
Like, no, it's fine.
You can train them.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. To be my army of foxes? Mm-hmm.
No, apparently, like, a domestic fox breeding has taken over in, like, Russia. You can get...
Of course it has. Yeah. Got to fight the bears.
you're going to take this fox, and they're going to,
Fuck it.
There are a lot of foxes.
Have you seen our women?
We get many. 3,000 foxes take out maybe one baby bear.
Yeah, I don't think... It would have to be
a lot of foxes.
A couple dozen foxes before
it's going to start. Well, bears swipe. There's kind of a bear. Yeah.
I don't care how hard you train a fox.
If there was a fight,
if you can inject them with something where they were full on aggressive.
That's true.
Right? Against the bear.
Yeah.
It's at least a two or three dozen before the bear starts shifting.
What would probably have to happen, too, is like the bites would get the bear later.
If you can get three foxes, but then you can get one of them up onto the back and onto the, and goes for the eyes.
You know how thick their skin is?
Yeah,
it's like go for the eyes
and everything. It's
go for the eyes.
And the bear goes like this.
Done. Yeah.
Get the fuck off me.
I don't know.
I think we have a new Russian sport. Fox and bear.
Have you ever seen it?
Fox and bear. Fox versus bear.
You didn't realize how big wolves were.
Oh, yeah. So. Wolves are pretty fucking big.
Bears are big, too.
Bears are bigger.
Because I had one on my bed as a child, a teddy bear.
Literally, a bear's paw is like this.
Oh, God. Yeah.
It's...
With daggers.
Yeah.
When we were at my bachelor party, there was, like, a bear just, like, wandering around.
Yeah.
And, like,
what a fucking weird bachelor party.
Well, we were up in the Poconos. We're walking to the bar with like open containers and everything, and this cop pulls up to us. We're like, shit, he's just like, guys, just want to let you know there's a bear. So if you see it, just go like, rah!
They're black bears. They're the small ones.
We did see them on the way back.
When we were walking, and the one just like walked by, we're like, fuck! And we ran, which is what he told us not to do. He's like, do not run if you see the bear.
Yeah,
but like,
they're very fast.
And what else do you do when you see a fucking bear?
Yeah, I mean, it's like,
don't run. I'm gonna.
Right.
Well, like, I'm faster than a couple of these guys. So
one of them is... Be aggressive, yeah. So it runs away. And the other one is play dead. And you're like, which one is this one?
I can't be aggressive and play dead.
In our area, it's usually to scare them. Yeah.
You have to scare them. The grizzlies, they don't give a fuck.
Yeah. If it laughs when you go rah, then you're
like, oh wait, I meant
like, it laughs.
I made the wrong choice. Well, and they say even though you play dead, the bear's still gonna fuck you up.
Yeah,
it just might not.
It's gonna kill you. Knock
you
out.
Just you hope that it's not hungry.
Yeah. Right.
I saw the Revenant.
Fuck that.
Help!
This sucks.
How didn't he get an award for that?
He did.
Oh, he did.
He got the Academy Award. It was the first one. It was for that.
Oh, I didn't think he got it for that one.
If the bear killed me in the Revenant and it went after someone else, it'd be they would just hear like, "Jesus Christ, I'm being eaten by a bear."
I think he's being eaten by a bear. How can you tell?
Don't go that way. There's some guy getting eaten by a bear.
Oh my God! It's eating my dick.
I kind of like. I don't like it anymore. I liked it for a second. Then it got real.
Jumped right through it.
Good fucking God! Remember that guy that lived with the grizzly bears?
Oh, yeah.
And then one
bears
day,
rule. That guy and then he got
hungry. Yeah.
Well, no, it was like a different group of bears because like he was befriended like some tribe of bears,
uh-huh.
And a different one came over and was like, "Fuck this guy!" And just ate him.
And he was like, "Hey!" And they're like, "We don't know you."
Actually, the audio is terrifying.
The audio is horrible.
Oh, we all look the same.
Screaming, and he's like, "No, no, no, no!" He's like,
"Jesus Christ!"
That's what bears do.
It's pretty scary.
Yeah.
Well, you don't fuck with bears.
You can find it on the internet if you're curious.
I'm not.
It's not. It's just audio.
I understand.
There's no.
I'm not.
But you know what? Audio is the worst. The family that's driving behind the big truck and the
yes.
bear comes and goes through the window and kills the mother in the passenger
that's
seat.
The worst.
It's... And then you just hear them go, "Mama!
Oh
Mama!
My God!
It's so bad. I've seen that too.
Here, I'll bring it up."
For all of our listeners,
I have footmarks.